Fort Wayne Councilman Dr. John Crawford, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So these three proposals intended to strip public unions in Fort Wayne of collective bargaining, why are you proposing them now?
We did a fiscal policy analysis last year because we had a financial crisis. We really were out of money. And had we not done a small tax increase and curbed some benefits and put some legacy money, the city employees would have been faced with 15 to 20 police officers, 15 to 20 firefighters laid off, and massive benefit cuts. We did do some modest benefit cuts last year. Everybody agreed then, the mayor, Democratic administration, all the Democratic city council, that we had developed some excess benefits under collective bargaining, and they needed to be trimmed. That's when I started looking under the hood, found more and more things that were way out of sync with the private sector.
How would, here in Fort Wayne, the city and taxpayers be affected, financially speaking, if one of these proposals were to be implemented?
If there are certain direct costs just to having collective bargaining. You have to negotiate with 9 unions, very time-consuming. A great deal of the city attorney's time is spent on that. We spent $90,000 just on paying outside attorneys to help her last year. I understand why, as a union member, you would want to have it, because it gives you a bargaining advantage at the table. That's the only reason that it is advantageous to the unions. But from the city taxpayer point of view, it's expensive, it's time-consuming. Sometimes it leads to above-market wages and benefits.
You just said the term, it would give them a bargaining advantage at the table. So if collective bargaining were non-existent, there would be nobody from that end at the table. So wages would still need to be discerned. So how would that process look? And it still needs to be paid for, correct?
Wages would be looked at just like we look at for the 500 non-union city employees who have good wages and good benefits, and we pay them as much as we can. There is only so much money.
You've talked quite a bit about cost, but how in this case do you calculate value? City services are arguably doing a good job in Fort Wayne, but how did you determine that the cost of those services was too high?
I'm not saying we're not doing well. I think we can do better. For example, in the police union president gets full wages, full benefits, a take-home car, and they only do union work. They don't do any police work. Now, why should the taxpayer pay for a union representative to do union work?
So a little bit more about, again, calculating value as opposed to just cost. Former Councilman Tim Pape advocated at last week's council meeting on behalf of Mayor Tom Henry, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to something that he said. He's suggesting that the cost for union employees is comparable to market rates, yet their productivity is greater under this current system that we have in place. He cites city utilities, saying that personnel there have decreased in recent years, yet their productivity has increased 48%. So how would you respond to that claim?
All of those productivity increases can be exactly mirrored in the private sector. The private sector, under which 93% of the people in the population work and do not have collective bargaining, have had to increase productivity. They have work groups. They work on things and improve things too.
So Indiana has had this conversation about the value of unions quite a bit, especially in light of right to work passing just a few years ago. And there seems to be a strong political divide. Is there a political or ideological component in your proposals?
Not in my proposals, but there is a divide in governing philosophy. For example, Governor Bayh, who I considered as a moderate Democrat in 1980, looked at the same facts in the same state, and he said, collective bargaining for state employees is good. Let's do it. In 2005, Governor Daniels, who I consider a moderate Republican, looked at the same facts in the same state and said, let's get rid of it today. Totally different conclusions.
Ultimately, do you think one of these measures will pass? And if so, do you think it could survive a veto by Mayor Tom Henry?
If you've ever been in politics, you know never to say what's going to happen till the last second of the last minute of the last vote. So I don't know. Any change is inherently frightening. And I understand the union employees. I know they're fearful of this because it's something that is of value to them. And they think without it, they're going to be mistreated and everything's going to be cut and it's all going to go to hell. And that's not necessarily going to happen. There may be some gradual changes, but if I don't do this, the worst cut is no job at all.
Councilman John Crawford, thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.